This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Ooh, yeah.
They got so much things to say right now. They got so much things to say. They got so much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
Hey. But I'll never forget, no way, they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget, no way, they sold Marcus Garvey for rice. I'll never forget, no way, they turned their backs on Paul Bogle. Hey, so don't you forget, no you, who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They got
good afternoon, everybody. It is the 20th of July, 2025, here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I am your co-host today, Darvin Russell. We are waiting on the captain to join us. But in the chair with me today is none other than, I think, your favorite guest on Remark, Ms. Peggy Candice. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about immigration. That has been the hot topic, it seems, for the week, for the month, for the year. Peggy, that has been the topic that everybody has been talking about this week. So for you that are going to join us in conversation today, the phone numbers are 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. For those that are going to be texting in, it's 422-4796. Although it's a beautiful sunny day in the Bahamas, it is not as hot today. It doesn't seem like as it has been over these last few Sundays. But I see the beaches were full. It's indeed summer in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Peggy, reintroduce yourself and say hello to the people today, please.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Happy Sunday to you. This is Peggy Candice. I'm excited about being here once again and speaking to the national conversation. Immigration has been trending. If you remember last week, we had three press conferences regarding the same. And so I am glad to be a part of the national conversation.
Happy to have you as always.
Thank you.
Why do you think, Peggy, before we get into the meat of the matter, why do you think it seems as though this has come to the fore? It seems as though it went dormant for a little while, and then all of a sudden it seemed like immigration issues were everywhere. What do you think was the precursor? What do you think kicked this off?
I think it's right on time.
Okay.
It's right on schedule. About this time every term, immigration becomes a topic simply because some use it as the boogeyman.
Okay.
To stir up Bahamians' emotion, hoping to gain favor at the polls. And so I think it's extreme this year, this term, just before another general election. But I am accustomed of this happening at this time.
Okay.
Yes, I think some people, when they are not trending, when they are not getting the attention they think they need, they immigration. Oh, they taking our land. They taking our country. We got to do something. We giving away our country. We giving away our land. We giving away free health care. We giving away free education. And for some Bahamians, that is a trigger point.
Okay.
And so if you want to get likes and shares, especially if you go live talking about it, standing in certain places, you get that that craving satisfy, that attention craving. And then, like you said, it will go dormant until the Junes come on again for some people and they talk about it again. But this is a conversation that needs to be continued because there are so many attachments to the immigration conversation, to the immigration issues. There's so many things in this country attached when you come to property, when you come to family, when you come to economy. There's so many attachments that can be attached to this topic, and to put it off and on is like we going into another generation discussing and complaining and perplexed over the same issue, which needs to be resolved. Also, citizenship is attached. Mm-hmm. You know, big topics, big things that are life-changing for many people. Mm-hmm. And something I said to God when we were discussing it, I said, I think the big question is, especially when we look at the temperature of the conversation this time, is how can we, or is it possible, put the toothpaste back in the immigration tube? You understand?
I am
53. And I have people in my life who I grew up with. I met in the country when I born. But they're not, they're illegal migrants. In the Miami, it's my uncle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a real conversation.
And to me, it's my best friend's father. You know, people who I grew up with in Eleuthera. And so when we having this conversation, I personally cannot be careless about it. Because there are real life attachments to this issue. And something was said this week, and I don't want to run, so please stop me. Something was said this week that make me ask the question, where do you begin? When you say that. Not you, but the leader of the opposition made a statement to the press that there will be no citizenship granted to anyone who came in the country illegally. And I say retroactive when? That's the question. So what about those persons who were here illegal, came in illegal and already been granted citizenship? So what do? You revoke it? It is bigger than
it's a very later issue.
A song bite. It is bigger than brushing off the media or appealing to those people who have been triggered by the conversation. There's so many. Where would you start? If you say no more, is that after you're sworn in? Or the beginning of 2026?
You got to pick a line in the sand.
You have to, and then this have to be communicated. Because once this timeline is given, that's a different conversation.
Very true.
Why 2025 and not 2024? And not 1980? You know, where do you begin? And then, like I said to God also, when you look at the immigration and citizenship connection, they are great-grandparents. This is the generations now. We have great-grandparents. We have grandparents. We have parents. We have children. We have grandchildren. We have great-grandparents. You see all of that?
Yeah, I do. I do.
That's a lifeline.
I do.
All connected to this conversation, and it cannot be handled as I need likes and shares, or I need to make a statement that will hit the newspaper. These are lives. Then when you think about it, if you say, my great-grand-grammy came here illegally, but my grandmother was born here, my mommy was born here, my daddy was born here, and my child was born here. Where is the line crossed? And then the question of not only policy but laws that provides the legal framework for people receiving citizenship. So it's a big conversation. The start and stop of it, being used for political expediency, all a disjustice to the human factor
involved in this.
And it is a human factor. You know, I used to have a bad attitude when it came to illegal migrants. I used to have a terrible attitude until I showed up with my grandchildren. And a guy who I used to go after viciously, Luby George, showed up with his children to the same place, taking our children to see Aussies, East Bay.
Eastern.
And I showed up, and I knew I used to just mystery Luby George online. All you need to is citizenship need to be revoked. Just terrible and mean. Luby George showed up with his children who are in set with my grandchildren, trying to give them the same experience on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And I look at myself. I said, they're human beings sharing the same experience. How dare I? And so I had to do some repentance. I also apologized to him because it was now a awakeness, a reality.
Yes.
It became it came off social media and
in real life.
Then God kick in.
Yes.
Like, what do you do now? And so the council talk about with great empathy. With great empathy. Because you want to say, I love the Bahamas. These wee things. But if somebody came here 50 years ago, because I'm 53, 55 years ago, for 55 years, that's all they know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have been contributing. So all those questions.
Just need to be answered.
And if you have them employed and they go about it and they get their work permit and they're making their national insurance contribution, there's no entitlement when it comes to that. You see?
Yeah.
So that's been on my heart. Hi, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Peggy, for that. So let me read this before I introduce the captain, or he needs no introduction anyway. But let me read this to set the stage, and let me see, play a little trivia with the two of you today to see if you all know where this excerpt was drawn from. And it reads, save for those matters, however, the commission regards its study of citizenship within the constitutional framework as being preliminary and necessarily incomplete. The commission finds merit in the recommendation made by several of the contributors that because of its national importance and the implications for very large numbers of persons residing in the Bahamas without status, the question of citizenship as it relates to children born in the Bahamas where neither parent is Bahamian should receive specialized and definitive study. The commission therefore recommends that a special task force or commission be appointed for the specific purpose with a mandate to complete its work within the shortest possible time. This must be made a matter of high priority for the government. The future peace and internal harmony of Bahamian society may well depend upon it. However, we wish to make it clear that the commission does not recommend automatic citizenship by reason only of birth on Bahamian soil. Garth, good afternoon. Happy Sunday, my friend.
Hard working Sunday, my friend, but all the same, you know, it's good to be here. I was listening to you on my radio besides when it wants to come on. And as soon as I hit right near the Guardian Radio, it came with your voice announcing the day of the week. And I said, my God, look how rich that sounds. And, you know, I went to the doorway and met the lady downstairs. And we had a little short talk. And
yes.
I made my way here, and I was enjoying the show so far, listening to none other than, look at Miss Glamour. How old she say she is? 51?
She said she was 35. that's the piece I heard.
53 and proud of it.
We're here today to have a good time. There's just so much things to talk about in this town right now. You know, and I promised last week we got to hit this immigration thing.
Yeah.
And then you notice that everybody all week long was hitting immigration, right? I want to hit, actually next, I want to look at violence in the country. And I want to talk about the role of the church, you know.
Okay.
I think Peggy may have been privy to some of the discussion in another space where I was actually going after the ministers of the gospel, and I really want to get on that show. That's a really good show for me. And then I have another show surprise for everyone. So Remark, 5 o'clock to 6:30. It's good to be here with none other than Darvin Russell. I call him AI. He just put that AI question to me as if I'm Google.
Nope.
So you're AI and I'm Google.
Man, you stay ready.
So what's Peggy?
Stay ready.
You know what I mean?
Peggy is ChatGPT.
You know what I mean?
Peggy is ChatGPT.
Well, listen, man, let's dive into the conversation. I listened to Peggy. Mm-hmm. There's an argument for, can we just get along?
Yeah.
And I heard that very strongly coming from the Haitian community, mm-hmm. their representation, their association, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the other argument that we could never get along. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there are those who are caught in the middle by way of either birth or just by way of observation who say, you know what? We have to find a median. We have to find a ground that is neutral where we can simply have a discussion about this. As you just said in your reading mm-hmm. with the commission, that we need to find the solution to this issue. I want us to take the approach today, though, and you're free to join in this discussion today, by the way. I'll throw the numbers out there quickly to you, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 300-5720, or you can text us at 4796, 422-4796. Let us identify the issues mm-hmm. that immigration may bring about, mm-hmm. and let's be as truthful as possible about what true issues we're facing.
Yeah.
Let us look at maybe some of the stigmas that are associated mm-hmm. with that, mm-hmm. and what solutions this immigration could possibly bring to a country. Mm-hmm. And then we'll leave it open to the Bahamian people to decide how do we go forward, mm-hmm. whether we're going to stay stuck on issues or we're going to come ahead and bring forth those solutions. And we have a very short time to do that.
Yeah.
And I heard Peggy stating that she was probably at one particular time mm-hmm. Stuck with the whole idea that, you know what, maybe these people are a problem to us entirely.
Yes.
And then, of course, through association, mm-hmm. These people are also human beings. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as we look at God's world, mm-hmm. for those mm-hmm. people who are Christians, mm-hmm. God has taken the time mm-hmm. to create all men mm-hmm. of the same blood, according to, I think it's Acts chapter 17. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our boundaries, but of course, there's only one blood.
Yeah.
And so how do we decide who goes, who comes, who stays? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, we look at the situation where, and I tell people I'm humbled by the Bible many a times. Mm-hmm. I don't talk a lot of Bible talk, mm-hmm. but I definitely uphold the biblical principles in my life. Mm-hmm. I use those principles to make myself stronger.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the while that we have a disdain for people who are not like us. Mm-hmm. If I'm PLP and you, and I shouldn't mm-hmm. have said that because then you say it's PLP now. Mm-hmm. But I'm a PLP, you're F&M. Yeah. You don't like me because I'm PLP. I don't like you because you're F&M. Mm-hmm. I don't like Peggy because she's COI. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go out there and start talking about, oh, Peggy turns COI
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
She's switching.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get into that today.
Switch mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm.
What I want to get into, Darvin Russell, is that I knew that after Israel had gone through the wilderness mm-hmm. for a period of like 40 years. I mean, they were out there wandering around and around in circles. Mm-hmm. They had spies that were sent into the city.
They did.
And those spies would have been the aliens mm-hmm. or would have been the illegal migrants, mm-hmm. according to civil society.
Yes.
According to spiritual authorization, mm-hmm. they would have been making themselves a new home.
Yes.
I want you to follow me now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm being a little mischievous today, Peggy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Used to you.
Oh, Lord, used to. So here we are. We're now going into the sea. And then we meet someone else of disdain, a prostitute. We frown down on prostitution, mm-hmm. women who use their bodies to make their livelihood. Yes. But it's this same prostitute that helps this entire nomadic nation mm-hmm. with information and hiding them and everything else. And because of that, she herself mm-hmm. was adopted into Israel.
I see where you're going with this. Mm-hmm.
And it's through Rahab mm-hmm. that we also have Jesus Christ, the mm-hmm. Son of God. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to guess again.
No, you're being
oh, Jesus, man, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're messy.
You're
man, that's how you're starting the show, God.
I got to start it like this because, you see, this is our Father's world, they
yes,
say.
Yes.
And our Father has a way of bringing heroes to the forefront who are not like us.
Okay.
In our country, A hero for us would be Sir Lyndon Pinling. Yeah, he's black. Maybe Henry Taylor. Okay. Yeah, he's kind of black. Mm-hmm. We'll have another hero like who else out there? A.D. Hanna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of black.
Brother.
But some people would only say that. They would never say, oh, Sir Stafford Sands, gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is the other gangster?
Simonet.
Mm-hmm. Pop Simonet, mm-hmm. gangster. Mm-hmm. Norman Solomon, gangster. Mm-hmm. And so we have a way of saying, prostitute.
Yeah.
We don't want nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Unless we actually need you to save our own mission.
Okay.
I wonder if you're following me
mm-hmm.
here now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at a Haitian
mm-hmm.
who goes to our public school, who becomes summa cum laude, mm-hmm. for people who don't know what that is, that's a straight-A student.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are Haitian, but they come out as a genius.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say about that person? Do we still say prostitute,
mm-hmm.
or do we say in the Bahamas, we can find use for thee?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in America, mm-hmm. let me go to the big America mm-hmm. next door. In America, America recruits track stars.
Yes.
What about track stars? They end up being American. You mm-hmm. know, they hold a Bahamian flag, but they're running for USA.
Mm-hmm.
Your NASA scientist, Ms. Boo,
mm-hmm.
she's Bahamian, but
mm-hmm.
she's over there with SpaceX and everything else doing her space engineering.
Mm-hmm.
We look at basketball, Sweet Bells Thompson, and we look at Buddy Heal and,
yes.
and BJ and all these guys. Oh, yeah, they're Bahamian. But where are they? They're in America, and they're doing their thing. So America has found use for these people. Let me make it even more plain to you. Sir Sidney Poitier,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole bridge named after him.
Mm-hmm.
But America found use for Sir Sidney Poitier.
Yes.
Am I making this plain to you today? Because, you see, there's something universally that says if you have something to offer, the world may say you are prostitute. You may say, oh, so Sydney is black, and this one is black, and that one is black, and that one is black, and America's for whites. But America in its white state has still found use for a good black person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, have we learned a lesson that when you have use, we esteem you,
mm-hmm.
and when you are no good, we give the consequences necessary to punish you
mm-hmm.
to encourage you
mm-hmm.
to be esteemed. That is a conversation that we now need to have in the Bahamas in a very mature way.
Calm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every Haitian that comes to that boat, and I don't want to make excuses for illegal migration,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm talking a lot, so I'm going to open up the lines in a minute and let Darwin take the wheel and Peggy do her fabulous
mm-hmm.
thing. Every Haitian that comes to that boat is not dumb and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Every Haitian that comes to that boat is not uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
Every Haitian that comes to that boat, they can only cut and weed grass.
Mm-hmm.
No, that don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
You got some of these people weeding your yard, and they doctors and lawyers
mm-hmm.
and engineers. I'll make it plain to you, Darwin Russell. Some years back, I got a story about some Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to ring a bell. And these Cubans was using a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? A truck
mm-hmm.
on top of barrels
mm-hmm.
and driving from Cuba to America.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all
are. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I worked at the detention center at that time.
Okay. Now, do you recognize that through the driving of that truck, the inboard outboard motor
mm-hmm.
then became the four-stroke engine?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you all understand what I'm trying to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
The four strokes that you're using today comes from ingenuity. Now, those people came to the Bahamas like that, and we accepted them. You know what we say to them? Throw their backside in the detention center
yes.
and send them where they come from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We do not yet understand that using of their talent,
mm-hmm.
we can take that to the world, and the Bahamas can be like that of Rwanda,
yeah.
or that of Singapore,
mm-hmm.
or that of Japan. Those are all islands. As a matter of fact, England... Mother England is an island.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a bigger island,
mm-hmm.
but it's still an island.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand island concept says that you can still be first world if you think first world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that the Bahamas has yet to begin to think first world.
Mm-hmm.
We're so busy complaining. We're so busy trying to cast stones. We're so busy trying to make everyone else around us
prostitutes. Mm-hmm. But we don't understand yet that that scarf that that prostitute got, that is the one that's going to save our nation and take us to a new land. Mm-hmm. Canaan land, where the pomegranates are great, or where the grapes are great, or where there's rivers of honey and milk. Everybody got goosebumps here today. Y'all causing me to preach in here today. Mm-hmm. But this is what I do. Mm-hmm. Call on the line before Darwin comes on. What you got to say today? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Cass.
Yes, sir.
Well, I like what you're saying. What you're saying makes plenty of sense, but you know, we ain't ready for that yet.
We ain't ready? Or they ain't ready?
You know
I don't know if you're ready.
You know why we ain't ready?
Mm-hmm. You're listening.
See, when the heads do not can come together and put away their indifference and say, you know something, this makes sense, you know. Let us choose the best wise people that come to help to build our country. But because leaders seem it differently, the crowd going to follow what the leaders say. And the leaders know what you say in the day makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
But those are the two leaders will never, not right now, not right now. I remember when it was the VAT. They say it was the VAT, and they beat on that and beat on that. The same way they're doing now, this immigration. Yes, we got to control it and everything. But how you could come pitch up this same year and just say over so much, 10,000 and all these people get working permit and the next thing, all the time when they been in power, they didn't see the same thing? And when he talking, and when Mr. Penta talking, he need to say it was wrong under an F&M government, the prime minister, when he let out 100 Haitian out of the detention center during the hurricane, and they ain't going back in yet. See, call a spade a spade. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's all it is. But what you're saying makes plenty sense, and I like what you're saying. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, my brother. Peggy Candace?
Yes, sir.
You would like to respond to the caller? Or?
I would like to finish a part of the story you were telling, because I worked at a detention center when I was on the Royal Bombers, the Defense Force, mm-hmm. and some Cuban came in. Mm-hmm. And there's a big buzz about it, mm-hmm. because word got out that one of them was a medical doctor from Cuba.
Mm.
And so there was a big buzz, what they can do with him. And there was a time I went to either was PMH or Flamingo Garden, and he was there.
Mm-hmm. You met the person.
The same doctor was in detention
My
center
God.
Who came on the little raft.
What?
And they found value.
Amen.
And so how they got is legal matters, mm-hmm. is immigration matters resolved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know that he was serving in our medical places.
Facilities, yeah.
Yes. Serving us as a doctor.
A much needed craft.
Much needed. And he came in on a Don't tell mm-hmm. nobody that.
Oh, Lord.
He came in on a boat. Mm-hmm. So this is what you're saying. And this is what I said in a different venue, and I was misrepresented by everybody mm-hmm. heard. Don't promote these people yeah. as if they came from in the back of the bush without any qualification, mm-hmm. without any human value, without anything to offer. And I'm not making any excuse for breaking the law.
That's correct.
All I'm saying is we have to, even the Bible, let's go to the Bible. Be careful how you treat strangers.
I can take this caller, Peggy.
You go right ahead.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
God works.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Miss Peggy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And your other gentleman there.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, we don't have a problem with the immigrants, you know. We have a problem with illegal mm-hmm. immigrants. Mm-hmm. If you come in here the right way, I welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Listen here to me. The Bahamas was given to the Bahamians. Haiti was given to the Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
China was given to the Chinese, mm-hmm. and so forth, so on. But when you come in here to us, come in the right way.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
And we can work with you. You can't have two illegal people here in this country. and then tell me they have a legal child.
Yeah.
That's foolishness.
Yeah. So, thank you.
So how do you, explain?
No, but let me say another thing, please.
Go ahead, sir.
Because well, I was about to get you just now.
What I want to say here, we are our biggest problem. Mm-hmm. I said that to say, if somebody is here illegal and have a child,
mm-hmm.
after that 6 weeks checkup,
mm-hmm.
that child and that illegal person should be on the next plane out.
Yeah.
Even if it means that we have to give them some pampers, some baby food, some baby clothes, some baby stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, when that person, if you keep that person here until they reach at 18.
Yes.
And then you decide, you go want to know if they want to be here. Okay. This is the only place they know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know nothing. You can't say that 18, someone who's here for 18 years. You can't send them back to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
They know nothing about Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
You're sending them in a lost world. Let us do this thing right.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go back home, and then at 18, let them decide if they want to be here or not.
Mm.
So you can't send them out and then ask them if they want. This is all they know.
Okay. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
So I had, and I think it's God, the part that he placed me on,
mm-hmm.
similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to work with my babies
mm-hmm.
one day when they were all small, this little girl, shout out to Miss, give me a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop, little Asian girl,
mm-hmm.
Trying to get to Stephen Dillard. I worked to a central bank at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her a ride, and she looked at me and said, you look just like my mommy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you look like my daughter.
Because
I had a daughter, they could have passed for twins.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, I started looking after her. And I was in Eleuthera, and I got a call that she was picked up in a raid.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was dead.
Okay.
Her father could not establish that was his daughter.
His child, okay.
But she was in the detention center.
The child was in the detention center.
The child got picked up in a group,
mm-hmm.
and she was in the detention cell, and she knew my number.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the call. The little girl was here. The dilemma was, we have papers to say her mommy is dead,
mm-hmm.
and this gentleman can provide us proof that he's the father.
Okay.
What do we do with her?
Mm-hmm.
She was about 10 at the time. What do we do with
mm-hmm.
her? And I was in the midst of this saying, I'm taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
They made me a legal guardian.
Okay.
And they turned over to me because they couldn't take 80. She was 10, born in the Bahamas, never been a 10-year-old, no parent,
mm-hmm.
just was living with the people who got caught up in the raid.
Right.
She's now 29.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My daughter, still my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a human side that God mm-hmm. allowed me to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people might be looking at the economy, real mm-hmm. estate, I am forced to look at the human side of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I must put this in when it comes to our politicians, why they don't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why it is used each political cycle
mm-hmm.
to stir up people.
Because
mm-hmm. it benefits them. If they can keep us carrying on mm-hmm. like fools mm-hmm. over immigration mm-hmm. every time, it divides and conquers, because you're going to have people like me who look at an emotional human side.
Yes.
Then you're going to have people who say, this be things,
mm-hmm.
and they should be sent to Haiti where they come from. They ain't come from Haiti. Mm-hmm. If Grammy and Great Grammy came here,
yes,
and their mothers and their fathers were born here, are we to blame that the law allows them to apply because of the place of their birth
mm-hmm.
for citizenship? And our immigration system is slow.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have many applications of their, they call them people without states.
Yeah.
Right here, mm-hmm. born here, don't know nothing else. The argument I said, if you send this little girl to Haiti, you send her to her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Who gonna pick up?
Mm-hmm.
Where she can go? She only know Soldier mm-hmm. Road where she has lived.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
I do.
And so when you, I think this matter could be resolved. There could be a comprehensive layout, a path to citizenship once you're born in this country.
Mm-hmm.
A path to citizenship if you've been here over, because if you have an 18-year-old, that means you've been here over 18
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been here 20, 25 years, mm-hmm. that ain't mean you've been sucking from the National Treasury, whether through social service assistance, mm-hmm. proof that you've been working, you've been contributing, mm-hmm. your family has been making national. Mm-hmm. Sure. There should be a part to citizenship
in your mind. Mm-hmm.
In my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think this is could be done through our laws. If our politicians and policy makers had good intention. Mm-hmm. But I think this season, it is used for their benefit to keep us so divided once again, arguing about the same thing over and over each 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I want to do at this time, Peggy, I think that was very powerful. I'm going to throw those numbers out to you again. I want Darvin Russell to read that piece again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if anyone can identify where he got that from, I'll go ahead and give you a bottle of my honey, what I get stung up for. Mm-hmm. You get those bee stings. You mm-hmm. know those bee stings, Darvin Russell?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Some of that. I think I got the best honey in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. by the way. But 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland, 300-5720. Or you can text us at 422-4796. Read that for us again before the break, Darvin Russell. And let me put that challenge out there if anyone knows where you're reading that from.
Okay, and then I'll respond to both you and Peggy's opening
Correct.
Statements when Correct. We get back from the break. But save for those matters, however, the commission regards its study of citizenship within the constitutional framework as being preliminary and necessarily incomplete. The commission finds merit in the recommendation made by several of the contributors that because of its national importance and the implication for very large numbers of persons residing in the Bahamas without status, that the question of citizenship as it relates to children born in the Bahamas where neither parent is Bahamian should receive specialized and definitive study. The commission therefore recommends that a special task force or commission be appointed for this specific purpose with a mandate to complete its work within the shortest possible time. This must be made a matter of high priority for the government. The future peace and internal harmony of Bahamian society may well depend upon it. However, we wish to make it clear that the Commission does not recommend automatic citizenship by reason only of birth on Bahamian soil.
Well, it seems to be some form of a commission, but go ahead, Darvin Russell.
So, you want to take a break, or you want me to come back to share? Okay. So they're, you know, both Peggy and Garth laid the groundwork for this conversation, and of course, I am going to have to oppose because I'm just as trapsy as Garth is. But let me tell you why I feel differently and strongly about the positions that they hold. While I can agree with both of them that the challenge that we have in the Bahamas resolves or revolves around the nexus between our humanity and the legality of this situation, that is a difficult needle to thread.
Okay.
However, the fact of the matter is we have to be a country of laws. Mm-hmm. While there is merit in creating either a pathway, I would call it for residency rather than citizenship, okay. And to Garth's points, to have a specialized exemption, if you will, or allow for those persons who have a specialized skill to be afforded entry, meeting some other general criteria that you may deem to be sufficient. The points that he made about Bahamians with exceptional skills, all of those parallels, however, do not meet the same, are different. I guess you're comparing apples to oranges, because when Bahamians of exceptional ability seek to reside in the United States, they go through the front door. There is no back door for them to do that. They have to go through the legal process that is outlined for exceptional persons. There is a visa category designed specifically for that under the U.S. Constitution. The second issue that you raise that I have challenges with is what happens when these persons have been here for an inordinate number of time and they don't know anything other than that? Well, presumably, although Peggy pulled out a very specific case of a 10-year-old, I would not, as she so ably pointed out, I would not want to send that young child back to Haiti where she has no connection whatsoever. Okay. But I have no difficulty in sending an older person, an older child, so long as your parents are here in the Bahamas, who your parents are illegal, we can resolve your legal status from Haiti. But you need to be repatriated with your illegal parents back to Haiti. At some point futuristically, if by law we deem that you are a Bahamian citizen by virtue of your 10 years of being in the country, then you are free to return upon receiving your legal paperwork. What we have allowed to fester in this country is a situation of lawlessness. And Peggy is absolutely correct. It has benefited both sides. It has benefited illegal behavior by some in law enforcement who benefit from bribes or payoffs by these individuals to either look the other way or release them prematurely. We know what goes on in this country. We also have to acknowledge the fact that our Haitian brothers and sisters have disproportionately benefited either from the public school system, especially in certain family islands, disproportionately, or the healthcare system disproportionately. And the anomalies that you and Guard speak about, whether it's the Cuban doctor or the engineer that's a Haitian, the fact of the matter is they represent, as we have observed, the anomaly and not the average illegal immigrant that we're dealing with. And the danger of us establishing policy based on an anomaly presents a different layer of problems. Now, I am the type person that says we have an existing problem that needs a resolution, and we need to prevent futuristic explosion of this existing problem from happening. It is 2025. There is absolutely no reason why we have not put a ring, virtual ring fence around the southern border of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Peggy, more so than anybody else in this room, knows that it's indeed possible to do that by the apparatus called the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. We have to have the will and direct the resources to make that happen. Secondly, you should not be coming to the Bahamas without first applying to be here if you want to come here for grounds for reasons of asylum. You shouldn't be on a boat. You shouldn't be on a plane. You shouldn't be on a vehicle in the middle of the ocean either. In order for you to get here, coming through the front door would allow Bahamians to accept this multicultural gumbo that we know as the Bahamas. Bahamians themselves recognize that all of we don't originate in the Bahamas. We know we have aunties that are Trinidadian and uncles who are Bajan and our teacher who was Jamaican. We grew up with this.
Yes.
So it is not, as the first caller said, a problem with immigration. The reason why you have this challenge is Bahamians mentally are unable to distinguish those Haitians that came here pre-73. As Peggy mentioned, she's 53. We had Haitians who were here prior to her being here, prior to me being here. We are unable to distinguish those that came through the front door and those that came through the back door. And as such, we penalize both in the same way, and that is problematic. Haitians themselves have to also decide whether or not you pledge allegiance to the country that you wish to now currently call home, or you wish to still remain Haitian in the Bahamas. And that distinction is important.
It is.
There is no such thing for me, for example, as a Haitian Bahamian.
Not for me either.
You understand? I have a problem with that designation.
I don't like it either.
Either you are Bahamian of Haitian descent.
Yes.
Or you're Bahamian.
Yes.
Because when you start with these prefixes, these hyphenations. No, Darvin Russell has a problem because that says to me you have an identity crisis.
Yeah. A loyalty crisis.
So where are you going to stand when these questions come to fore, when you raise your hand on that Bible
If you see an illegal jumping over the fence, do you turn a blind eye now that you have your Bahamian passport? Mm-hmm. You need to talk to me.
I like that point. I like that point. Caller, go ahead. You're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And to all the guests, and God, this is Lennox.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Everything good.
Well, I've been putting it on me today, and the text lines are all lit up, but go right ahead, my friend.
Yes, sir. Garvin Russell, Mr.
Yes,
Russell.
Sir. How are you?
He's my hero.
Thank you. I ain't hear that one before.
Peggy's G.I. Jane, you know.
No. So you see, Peggy, I gotta put Peggy in a little corner right
okay,
now because
right.
She's a little bit too emotional.
Okay.
Oh, I'm emotional.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, let me speak. When you all those things what you did for that Haitian little girl, right?
My daughter.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
And for a leader of the country to take on that posture, that would not be good because he'd be ruling on emotions. Mm-hmm. The law is not emotional. The law is in strictly black and white.
Yes.
Okay, it's not emotions. So we need to separate our emotions and our feelings from all of this and go by the law, and whatever the law says, that's what we do.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave. It's just that I just want people to realize and understand the problem with Fiji, with the problem that Fiji had with the Indians. Okay. Where they took over the country without firing a single gunshot. Okay. And that's what's going to happen to the Bahamas people see it, but they ain't trying to acknowledge it to say that, oh, this can't happen. It can't happen. But I'm telling you, from the way these people, I mean, like not to these people, the way the Haitian people in this country now, the way they talk, you can see that they have a plan to do what they got to do. Now, I don't hate Haitians. I love them. The guy who taught me electrical, he's a Haitian Bahamian. All right? I mean, but yeah, I learned electrical from a Haitian. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't hate people, but the law is the law.
I agree.
And regardless of how people feel and getting on their emotions and this, that, and the next thing, my Haitian, your Haitian, listen, ain't nothing gonna happen if we try bypass the law. Okay? So, anyhow.
Thank you, sir.
I sit back and listen to you all again. But Peggy, what you're doing, you it's okay. You know, emotions and being humanistic and all your... it's very good, but the law is the law.
I am a law-abiding citizen.
Thank you, sir, for your contribution.
Thank you so much.
That is actually my childhood friend from Bamboo Town.
Hi, Mr. Bamboo Town. I'm actually a law-abiding citizen.
Uh-huh.
I don't even run red lights, but the emotional part of it is a real part of it.
Yes.
And even though you said you can't mix the law with emotion, you have to have empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have empathy. And then I must ask the question, what prevents us from enforcing our laws? Because
mm-hmm.
like one of the leaders said last
Sunday. That's not Lenny, because I'm getting feedback, okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
And so one of the leaders said, you know, three different parties spoke last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said, all the laws necessary.
Are on the books.
Yeah. What prevents our lawmakers
mm-hmm.
or those who are in charge of enforcing our laws
mm-hmm.
not to?
Mm-hmm.
If our laws are in place,
mm-hmm.
why are we at this stage once again in our country? Why those being paid who has the responsibility by the Constitution, by their jobs, whether it's immigration, defense force, police force?
Yes.
Why aren't our laws being enforced?
Mm-hmm.
Why are people now trying to recreate this atmosphere of crisis? And I use the word recreate, this atmosphere of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to the Minister of National Security, who spoke last week,
mm-hmm.
and confirming by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, there's not been many ships coming into our country of late.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're coming by plane.
By plane.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
And so if they're coming by plane, and several times I went to Elutra Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
and the flights going to Haiti, they were double lines.
Mm-hmm.
So if these persons are now coming through the planes, mm-hmm. leaving through the planes, what prevents our immigration or whoever is accountable and responsible when they come to track them.
Mm-hmm.
If they overstay their time.
According to the Minister of National Security, there is a count, if you will. They know when they come, they know when they leave. Of course, if he is to be believed,
mm-hmm.
right? I have my suspicions about whether or not that is accurate information.
Yeah. But I have inside information that says that a number of them are also turned back. They don't even enter the country.
Okay.
They actually go back on the plane back to Haiti because they don't qualify to be here.
All right.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, but we don't have any data to reflect that or to support that. We need to see numbers.
Which is a problem. We also don't have any data. We have conjecture. We have anecdotal evidence around the numbers that are in our schools, the number of births at the hospital. Like all of this information is rather opaque.
Yes.
By the same token, we have the U.S. Customs and Border Protection interdicting them on the water, leaving the Bahamas, trying to get into the United States. So are they coming here temporarily?
Used to.
Okay. Or are they trying to take up residence in the Bahamas? So data is important for a multitude of reasons. So I will read a few text messages.
Give me one second. Let me take this call quickly so they don't run their minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sorry, God, just forgive me for calling back.
Go ahead.
No problem.
I'd like to say this piece, right? Because I hear y'all touch on it. It has to do with the Haitians were coming in from, they're not coming in by boat no more. Why? Because all the Haitians coming in from plane because remember now, all those people, all those Haitians in America who Trump have his eye on, a lot of them are leaving, or a lot of them are getting deported or whatever, back to Haiti. And when they come here, when they reach back to Haiti, where do you think they come?
Where do they come, sir? And provide your proof, because I heard somebody say,
thank you, Carl.
Boy, 750,000 coming here from the U.S. Mm-hmm. Where's your proof of that, sir? Sirs, you see, because we throw that fuel mm-hmm. to a red hope and flames.
Yes.
Why would, if I'm of Asian descent, come from Haiti in the United States, been there 10, 15 years, qualify myself, have exposed myself to city life and everything that goes along with living in the United States of America, and I have the world before me, why would I come to the Bahamas where Asians are being treated differently? It doesn't make sense.
Well, folks, we're talking today about islands in the stream. That's what we are. And we're just trying to get to the bottom of this conversation. But you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on a Sunday. This is Remark. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Need no conversation.
On the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Nassau Cruise Board, Kalik, and Ricardo Rum presents the Made in the Bahamas Festival. Join us on Saturday, July the 19th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a cultural affair hosted by Kenny and the Mighty Pencil. Get ready for live performances by Avi, Fan Sean, Ancient Man, and more. Plus music by the best DJs. Enjoy entertainment by the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band, a Junkanoo Rush Out, giveaways, aiming food. Admission is only $10, so don't miss out. Drink responsibly and celebrate proudly.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Boy, I tell you, that's some good music on a Sunday. Such a beautiful day here in the Bahamas. A beautiful day at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We so appreciate having you listen in. Continue to tell your friends and family that Sunday is the place to be.
Yes.
Tuned in to 96.9 Guardian Radio for Remark. You know, we just had Trish Hanna before the show, Your Lane. A great show for you ladies who want to stay in tune. And of course, Lady T is going to come on right after us. So Sunday is becoming the hot spot for you. And we do appreciate your company, as I said before. And if you want to be a sponsor, you can help to make Sundays even hotter by just simply contacting our marketing 302-2300, I think it is. 302-2300. And then, of course, you can join the conversation 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text us at 422-4796. Darwin Russell, you wanted to read something to us. Do we have any winners?
Yes, we have two winners. So we're going to give out two, what do you say, 16-ounce size.
14-ounce. You like to
14-ounce.
You're trying to give away all my stuff, man.
Balzani. So these are the two winners of the trivia as to where the quote came from. So make sure you give Garth, text Garth back at 807-1969. These two phone numbers. The first one is 47. The person said, is that quote from the booklet, The Bahamas Constitution Options for Change? I'm going to give it to you because I'm not sure the official title of the document. But your text message came in first, and that number is 4713. You know how these text messages go, 3035. So text Garth at 807-1969. The second texter that got it right is coming from, says, hey, hi, Garth. He's reading from a study that was commissioned on citizenship. I think a former AG, Sean McSweeney, headed that group. However, nothing was done, and that paper probably is gathering dust somewhere. Absolutely correct. That one is 100% correct. This was from the Constitutional Commission that I think was probably, in my lifetime, the most comprehensive review of constitutional amendments. I mean, anybody and everybody who was considered a luminary in the Bahamas contributed to that. Dr. Miles Monroe, as the caller mentioned, the noted attorney, Mr. McSweeney, chaired that commission. A ton of recommendations. I think the document is 200 plus pages long. They interviewed any and everybody. Dr. Monroe's contributions were powerful in their contribution. And that study was done in 2013. It is 12 years later, and the texter is right. Not a single thing was done with those recommendations of any meaningful. I think there may have been some basic amendments to the Nationality Act, but there has been no constitutional amendments as a result of that. But let me say this last thing. The 828 caller, 823-8741, that was the second winner, Garth. For you to call and text Garth back. Sorry about that, Peggy. So go ahead.
No, I'm saying, besides the last line of what you read being very, I think it almost reversed all the previous of the quotes you read.
Yes.
Because many say, understanding that no one is automatic, all of the other stuff before was like a but.
Mm-hmm.
But why hasn't nothing been done? Mm-hmm. It's still my question.
Yeah.
So if that study by great Bahamians was done, you said about 200 pages of interviews and recommendation. What is the problem? What is the problem with addressing immigration, the issues of immigration, the issue of citizenship, to bring some resolution and, like I say, some part legal framework? And if Mr. Bain is correct, everything to protect us and this country is our laws are already in place. What is the problem?
I think the problem is what you opened the conversation with. One of the challenges is what you opened the conversation with today, which is at what period of time did that line of demarcation lie? Mm-hmm. Is it 73? Is it 86? Is it 92? Is it 02? Is it 2023, 2024? Now, that should not result in the paralysis of the leaders to make the decision, however. Yes. You should say, and I think we have to move away from the notion that whatever decision is made is going to be accepted by all citizens. It's not. Accept the fact that the decision that you render is not probably going to be popular, and secondarily, is not going to be accepted by all.
Yes, but
you still have a mandate to make the decision.
Of course, it's called leadership.
Thank you.
It's called leadership.
So I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I don't know if whoever the next administration is, it will survive another 5 years of apathy and indecisiveness. It needs to be done.
Yeah.
It's long overdue.
And seeing that Mr. Pintard had the courage to say what he said a week ago, then I must, as a Bahamian, ask for more details.
Absolutely.
What is your timeline? When is it going to be retroactive? How long?
Sure.
And if you're going to just throw that out there, now you have to put support to your words to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then I don't take you serious. It's just another political thingy. And so I wait, I listen, I watch, I want to hear the details of that statement. Oh, can't take you serious, sir.
Let's read some of these text messages that came in. We will reap what we sow. We need to stop being emotional about protecting our children's future. Some of us can only see as far as our big toe. And when money is in the deal, weak leaders they are. Our children's future is more important than money and power. I gained respect for Peggy today. Respect to you, my African sister. This land is stolen land. We Africans are a stolen people, yet we fight each other. Why? A couple of the others I won't dare read on air. They seem to be a little bit.
Me.
Yeah, they're a little heavy. Okay,
well,
so
we'll
keep it respectful in studio as always.
Well,
this
particular text, they were actually listening from the break when I was walking into the studio, and they were shocked to know that Peggy Candace is here. So welcome, Miss Peggy Candace. The people do know of thee. And it's a great show. I totally agree with your co-host. He is on point. Excellent co-host. He's nailing the topic today. If you want to come to the Bahamas, come the right way. I can't believe you got another fan.
No, many people know by now that I lived in the U.S. for 20 years. And this issue, as I said, reaches throughout. It's almost no family in the Bahamas that you talk to that doesn't have cousin, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, Grammy that is from another place. Peggy is right. You don't need to even reach far. This touches every fiber of Bahamian society. The thing that we do sometimes as a culture, and we know of Bahamian women who go to the United States to have babies. I find great distress with our sisters who do that. That is wrong. Now, that is wrong from a ethical perspective, but the U.S. law has allowed people to say where the baby was born, that child is a citizen. We all know President Trump is trying to change that.
Yeah.
But currently, that has been the law of their land.
So what happens then, Darwin, when a child is conceived in America but ends up in the Bahamas?
What do you mean?
Me.
No.
Let me take this call quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. How you doing to all the TC in the studio?
Hey,
Allen Johnson.
Hey, good to see you. How are you doing today? Happy Sunday.
Yeah, not a late joiner due to another engagement. Just first, let me just speak on what your co-host just said about, you know, I often hear say, well, behemoths do this someplace else and behemoths do this someplace else. But in context of the United States, up until Donald Trump, had and welcomed bird tourism. So it is not where you are going or coming in for the sole purpose of, you know, go to the United States to help baby. The only requirement is that legal entry and to pay your medical bills that's associated with it. And that's what I'm saying is easily verifiable. Peggy made a statement concerning why would they come here. And the same statement could easily be verified as to why did they leave Haiti or any other country. And when you say the temporary protected status, I think the last number I remembered was 348,000 individuals. I don't know, the 700,000, whatever they were using. And well over 100, they estimate 100 to 150,000 others that who have not been documented from Haiti alone.
What are these numbers you're talking about, Sialan?
These are people who are no longer have temporary protected status in
America.
Oh,
you're talking the U.S. numbers. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and the very simple, the Bahamas is a form of a magnet as one of the strongest economies by GDP in the region and the closest vicinity to the location. Heading not makes it attractive for individuals from Haiti, Jamaica, and other places. So we just have to understand our locale, whether it be from transient immigration or to individuals who have just chosen to settle or to settle here in regards of anything else. You know, and Peggy, you once again asked the question, Mr. Pintad, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. I think anything that the next administration does would be better than because we are facing an existential crisis.
But that's not good enough, CA. We should know the details. I mean, to say all I'm asking for, if a statement was made, put some meat on the bone.
Okay, what is the statement you're seeking to cover this on? Let me see if I, from my understand, from what I've listened and heard.
Okay, well, last week I saw in a newspaper where it was said that Mr. Pindot said any person coming into the Bahamas illegally will not be granted citizenship. And so I question, because we have people already here for decades, where do that a policy, when would it begin? Would it begin 1970?
I assume, no. You see,
would it begin when he sworn in, hypothetically, as the prime minister, when would it begin? I'm saying if you put a blank statement out
there. No, it's not a blank statement. Let me just answer talk in circles.
I'm saying when would we find the details of that statement?
No, but the details is very simple. It says that anyone entering the country illegally becomes ineligible to make an application for citizenship. In fact, you have to ask yourself, are you making the argument that even somebody enters illegal should be able to...
No, sir, I'm asking when would it begin?
Hold on, Sialan. You asked her a question. She's responding in real time. So let her respond to you.
Yeah, my question is not asking... is asking when will it begin? Will it begin the day of the new administration or retroactive?
You're asking the same question. I'm telling you when. Policy begins when the minister speaks, when the prime minister speaks. That's when policy.
Okay.
That's how it exists right now. There's no law, no nothing has to change. It's a policy position. But the problem is that even when we talk about regularization of people, but somehow we believe that regularization must include citizenship. Regularization, like you talk about retroactively or whatever else, regularization can include residency. The only difference between a resident and a citizen is the ability to pass on citizenship and the right to vote. And so I don't see why it becomes mandatory for anyone to be given citizenship except they have a desire to pass on citizenship and vote. Even when someone, you say pass on, I'm talking about Saleh and Justin Gies, whatever variations we have in that. But the processes for citizenship, legal process for citizenship, doesn't go away because you have a policy of regularization. If you are legitimately authorized for certain things, it doesn't go away. So this whole thing of conflating and broad-basing everything doesn't make sense. We are facing a crisis, and in the 21st century, we can't create digital borders. We can't create a digital structure within our governance. We talk about these digital colonization that's happening, colonization in period, the need to embrace 21st century things, but we don't use the simplest tools of technology to fix that. And that is an ID system that allows us to know where I was in the country, an ID system, a digitization of our customs, birth records, NIB, and have them interconnected and interoperable so that we can use verification in real time. If need, a modification of our labor laws so that anybody employed, verification has to come. It's good. You know why it's good? It allows us to correct NIB, that there are people maybe avoiding whatever. That's what the minister himself said, that people are avoiding and doing all these different things. This is what 21st century embracing. We are on January 1st. We will begin the second quarter of the 21st century, and we've had government struggling with legacy technology of the 20th century. And I'm simply saying that fixing the Bahamas is not rocket science. 500,000 people at best in the Bahamas. So the question is, why hasn't it done if you're capable of doing it? And if you're not capable of doing it, we need a government that is capable. And this is capability comfort, having the vision. And nobody builds their vision. They hire people to build it. And so when you have a vision...
See, Alan, breathe.
I'm reading.
we're hearing you, but understand now, you're congesting the pipe. You know, I'm a plumber. You're putting too much stuff in the pipe. I got you loud and clear.
Right. Okay, let me just end in saying this.
Uh-huh.
We are now at an inflection point, a social inflection point, a political inflection point, and an economic inflection point,
uh-huh,
where the tools of yesterday no longer serves the citizens' needs of today.
I heard you.
And we need leadership that understands what to do and who is capable of doing it.
I got you.
And that's what the next decision of the country has to and will be made of. And
thank
I
you
support the person capable of doing it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for landing the plane. You know, I just wanted you to land the plane. I heard you from the beginning. Listen, he has some merit to what he's saying, but Darwin, I hear you're itching for that. So let me release you and let you go, because these fans may beat me up after the show. You go ahead first, and I'll go after.
No, I don't want us to dismiss Peggy's statement, sleight of hand, because I think while C. Allen made the point that policy begins when the prime minister announces it, I can accept that. But I do believe that what Peggy was asking for was a greater ventilation of the issue.
He knew that,
and I think that's fair to ask, right? Because of the multi-layered problem that we face. And also, I think we need to make a clear delineation when we speak about citizenship versus residency and a path to your legalization if you enter illegally into the country. We have to be, I think, very binary in that decision. If you enter, my preference would be a strong statement that says, if you enter illegally, you cannot be legalized in any shape, form, or fashion, period. End of conversation. Because if I know, for example, maybe I'm barred from citizenship, but you're going to give me a path to a work permit.
Yeah.
You're giving me a path to permanent residency. Man, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
The children that come after me could be citizens. That does not stop the flow. We have to make our country unpopular to illegal behavior. If we decide, to Garth's original point, that we're going to go and let's say have a quota, we're going to say every year we're going to allow by a lottery system or a specific system of skill set, 1,000 Haitians to come into the Bahamas legally. This is the website that you apply to. This is the application and the preconditions. We're going to take
some structure. 30,
yeah, some structure. We're going to take 100 gardeners, 100 masons, 15 doctors. Then you know when you're applying to attach your credentials or whatever the criteria is we say. So these 1,000 are coming by plane. They have their paperwork in hand. That's a very different conversation. You have a pathway to permanent residency. You're here for X number of time. You're paying the national insurance. You're doing this, doing it the right way.
You don't think that's happening now with these people coming?
Oh, it is not happening.
You have proof of that.
It is not happening.
I'm just checking on you.
My thing
they
is...
They said the people coming by plane, you know.
The people coming by plane, uh-huh. As far as I'm concerned, you are a tourist.
So you're assuming that all the tourists, or you know for a fact that...
No, I'm saying you're coming here as a tourist. I'm not saying...
I like your idea, by the way. Yeah, I'm just simply saying, how do we know that that idea is not already being implemented?
Because there's no provision in Bahamian law that is that way. We don't have an immigration system, to my knowledge, that says we choose based on skill set. We give you... You'll get a work permit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But I don't know if it's that kind of a
saying,
form of process. The lawyers can call and let us know.
If you come out illegally and you're also granted a work permit.
Yes. Same problem.
Same problem. You're rewarding or making lifestyle comfortable.
That's exactly right.
And as for C. Allen Rand, right? Mm-hmm. I understand what he was doing. That does not change my question.
Sure.
I want him to understand that. Mm-hmm. That I am focused and forceful enough to be steadfast in my question. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem many have. I can ask a question and sit back and watch people just fall apart without answering. The Bahamian public, me being one of them, need an answer. No longer will we accept mere words to pacify us. Give us meat to those bones. We've heard it before. And we know your track record is not one of immigration. There's something called giving people who are around you an opportunity to speak to the issues where they might have more experience than yourself. Not every time something needs to be addressed by the one who you call the leader. Because there's some questions that will be asked that they didn't put in writing before you.
But what he playing? They coming by boat. They coming by plane. He was there to play when Big Town Woman catch a fire. The devil run. But listen,
I want them to understand that my question ain't changed. I still waiting for answers.
I gotta take this real quick break. Peggy Candace is on fire. Darvin Russell
don't
is hot today.
Like
we thank you for your call so far. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark.
So fine.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Don't be left in the dark this hurricane season. Total Services Bahamas, your authorized distributor for Relco, is ready to install and service a top-quality generator that will power your entire home, keep your lights on, your refrigerator cooling, and your house nice and cozy. When the lights go out, you don't have to. Total Services is here to ensure your comfort and safety this hurricane season and beyond. Complete generator solutions from installation to convenient rentals. Total Services Bahamas, number 98 Thompson Boulevard. Call 323-0400 or 1, or visit the website at totalservicesbahamas.com.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hey, they come in by boat, they come in by plane, they come in wheelchair and walking with cane. They come in by boat, they come in by plane, they come in wheelchair.
And folks, you know, the conversation never stops. Even while we're here on break, the conversation continues. Just giving a shout out to my main man, Wally, on the boards today. Always knows how to keep our Sundays bright and blissful. Listen, man, it's so great to be a Bahamian. I love being in this place. And Darwin, as I said before, I was actually conceived in Winston-Salem of North Carolina, but I was born in Princess Margaret Hospital, July 14th, 1969.
My Lord.
So there are some who are... Some were conceived here and end up being born there. And some was conceived there and ended up being born here. Okay. But my mom from Bessie Bay make one or two and two, and I love being a Bahamian. So
I tell you.
I went to, I come from the far south. Look at Peggy, that's going to be like, I one step away from Haiti or Cuba. You know, I had a great grandmother from Cuba, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. And of course, I've had some Seminole Indian and all that other stuff, cooler. Kichi and me and all that other good
mix
stuff.
Up.
I mixed right up. I got a Meghwana, I got Acklands, I got Forest Exuma, and I got a Breezy Hill, the Cantors.
Oh, you were Southerner.
And Browns from Low Sound, North Andrews, and from Mastic Point.
You are universal.
I come from a clan of producers.
Okay.
You know, so I mix right up. So don't try to fool with me as I'm crazy Bahamian people. Like, I got a lot of texts here. I don't know if Peggy would read these texts for us or we got to read these texts here, but the texts are coming in. Peggy, one, this is what you
read
want
this,
me to read
the safe ones.
I ain't nothing safe in remark, man, because they're all remarks. It says, I think Critical Thinker is quite clear and has been for the years he has spoken about technology, Solomon C. Allen, enhanced governance, including immigration. Peggy's question is, when will the policy take effect? If she understands governance, then the question is moot. All policy takes effect when any minister speaks. If she speaks to the legislation that takes effect on the commencement date gazetted. That's the first one. This one says, preach, Darwin. Not sure if I spelled your name correctly. But they got it. They want you to preach. I think you better open up in church.
No.
Get some retired offering. Tell your guests we don't need those professions like gardeners and masons. When we have them, that should be a carve out in the law. The next person says, ooh, got an audio. We as a people are too greedy and like money and will do almost anything for it. Many of us, money become our God. Most people who get rich by wrong and illegal means, God always deal with them or their children. We will reap what we sow. We need to stop being emotional about protecting our children's future. Some of us can only see as far as our big toe, and when money is in the deal, weak leaders they are. Yeah, our children's future is more important than money and power. Most Americans are all immigrants. They are not originally from there. America is a country of immigrants. We must not give citizenship to others only work permits. We must protect our children. Please accept. Well, this one wants to accept the invitation. He said the Bahamas has a constitution and Haiti is the home country for Haitian. Last one here says, when this place go underwater in years to come, I want to know where your black Bahamians going. Please don't look to Africa or any other black nation. Stay here, eh? I gain respect for Peggy today. Respect to you, my African sister. This land is stolen land. We Africans are a stolen people, yet we fight each other. Why? I see the caller on the line. Caller, go ahead, our last caller. Go ahead, caller.
Time going. Hello.
Go ahead quickly. We got 3 minutes.
Yes, I just wanted to hear the question from the lady, what she was asking. I didn't hear that question.
Oh, I was asking based on the statement reported.
Hello, could you repeat it again?
Yeah, she's repeating it now.
Yeah. Based
turn your radio
on
off.
The
okay.
statement by Ms. reported in the newspaper by Mr. Michael Pintard that no person entering the granted citizenship, knowing that there are people already illegally who came in illegally, I am asking at what point will that policy be implemented? Will it be implemented the day of being sworn in, or will it be retroactive years ago? Or that's the part that I'm concerned about.
Right, and see, Alan said that it will take effect when he's done speaking as prime minister.
Yeah. You know, I heard C. Allen as well, and I'll tell you where my mind went, Peggy Candace. It went to 3 digits. You know those 3 digits are? The 3 digits that came to my mind? Mm-hmm. You should know this, Darwin Russell. Mm-hmm. The 3 digits for me, 666, the mark of the beast.
<My Lord. laughs>
All this technology and putting the chip in your hand and chip in your head so we could track everybody and make sure we can keep our eye on everybody and all the information.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. When we look from a spiritual perspective, we see 666. When we look from a technological perspective, we see organization, and actually we can have some solutions. Mm-hmm. And so where do we draw the line as a Christian nation, as a Christian people, with our way of thinking? I grew up with a fear of the 666. Yes. I grew up with this fear that ain't nobody putting nothing in my my wrist or my hand, and nothing, no one putting nothing in my head, because then I would be committing blasphemy, I'll have the mark of the beast, and I'll be damned to eternal hell. I said, I'm not going to do that. So see, Alan, forgive me for being one of them old-fashioned Christians, but the technology thing, I take it so far, no further. Don't touch the temple of the Lord at this time, sir. I don't want to be damned to hell. I can take this one more caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was holding for that question.
Go ahead quickly.
Disconnected.
My question is, at which point will that policy be implemented? Will it be, hypothetically, by the new prime minister being sworn in, or will it be retroactive 5 years, 10 years, 15 years?
What is more important, your constitutional law?
I didn't say the policy, sir.
No,
I'm just asking the question.
Did you say policy by the Prime Minister?
I based on what was said by Mr. Michael Pinter.
Oh,
I'm just asking for additional information,
right,
sir.
But what is important is constitutional law as it stands now.
Oh, this, my friend, Professor.
Yes, and I wanted to hear the question.
Why are you trying to come on here with a teenager voice at the end of the show? Oh, boy, look at the time. It's 6:27.
Uh-huh.
Professor.
Because, see, I wanted to answer that on my show tomorrow, because I'm going on live from 2 to 4 on Global Radio.
Okay.
You can't compete with me with that global thing, because you ain't never invite me on your show. You ain't invite them. You ain't invite none of us. But I hear you. Yeah, man, you got bad ways.
No, but we can always work something out.
You can work something out? Well, you got to come sit with us sometime, eh?
Yeah, because I would like to hear.
Because we got
to
get on here, but we want to hear some more of what you got to say.
Very much so, sir.
So could we make an appointment?
I didn't hear you said.
Can we make an appointment so we can sit and have a conversation?
No, yeah, that's fine. That's
all
fine.
Right, but I'll contact you after the show.
That.
Man, you come on here sounding like you're a teenager, and then we'll try to trick me like that. But boy, I know who you are. You know who I am. You've been to my house, so
yes,
you know who I am.
Yes,
so
yes.
Me, you,
next
and
Sunday,
our brother, we can get together
Sunday,
later.
That would be fine.
All right, sir. But we're at the end of our show, Professor. We're going to talk later. I just want to let these folks give their closing comments.
That's
and,
fine.
And I'll have to invite you on the show, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, my friend. Go ahead. Closing comments, Ms. Peggy.
We are a country of laws. There's no dispute in that. But we are also a country, people of compassion, of understanding. We are caring and forgiving people. I'll leave it as that.
Well, I appreciate you, Ms. Peggy Candace, for being here today.
Thank you so much.
The last voice you got to hear before we get out of here is that sexy, debonair, powerful, preaching. What else I can say with this man? Intelligent. Smart AI voice, Darwin Russell. Say goodbye to the people, sir.
Have a fantastic Sunday, Bahamas. Special shout out to my bestie, Nurse.
And then you got another new fan there. So you just point on today. So
yeah, man.
You're increasing every
day. I appreciate you all.
Blessings to you, my good friend. And thank you again, Wally. Thank you again, Guardian Radio, Dwight Strawn and crew. 302-2300. You can be a sponsor or pledge to us today to keep us on the air. Next up, Lady T. Have a great one, folks.
Hey, so don't you forget who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They got so very, 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 so very,